Core CPA Mobile.
Hello, Dave.
In 0TR.
Good afternoon to you there, Mr. Tom. What are you up to?
That pretty well covers it. I was just sitting here eating a big plum and talking to Bernice and watching Tombstone Territory.
Tombstone Territory, is it like a sequel to Tombstone or what?
Oh, it's just an old western that half hour a piece. And, what's the one on after that, Bernice? No, it's not Maverick. I forget. It's on channel 21-5 on Grit over the air. And, I just come in from outside and doing some work out there and gathering the eggs and feeding and watering the chickens. And started to rain a little bit again. Thank the good Lord, Mother Nature, we got 1.51 inches here.
Now, I don't have a rain gauge, but I think we got some rain, and it's raining right now. It's a light rain, almost a drizzle, but I don't know. Kind of hard to tell. It's one or the other. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to get my flu shot.
We got ours 2 days ago, was it, Bernice? And we just got the trivalent last year, that extra powerful one. They had quadrivalent last year, but they went to a trivalent this year. But they had one stronger, one of them was stronger than that for elderly folks. And Bernice ran 103 temperature that night, so we just got the regular one this time, and no effects from it. Just I guess you could feel a little bit of soreness there, but that was about it. But it's a good thing to get your flu shot, Dave. I've had that stuff once or so, and I don't want it again.
I haven't talked to anybody that so jumping up and down saying, oh man, I want my flu. I want to get the flu. Oh, me. My sister, you know, she's in town, and evidently, you know, she caught a cold, but she didn't even know it. And so she got here, and it's just gotten worse and worse. So she's going home today instead of tomorrow. So, just have to keep my hands washed and all that, but I definitely don't want to get a cold.
Nobody likes to be sick, that's for sure. Well, I'd been outside working there, and it was 5 below 0, and between two buildings, and the wind was blowing about 20 miles an hour down through there, so I don't know what the feels like temperature was, or the wind chill, but it was way below zero, and it put me down for about 5 days, and I just didn't miss work, but I gotta tell you, it done it. And then I got it one other time when I was playing in the orchestra at the university. And I was first horn on Peter and the Wolf, and that's a real good horn part, a big bad wolf, you know. And I had to bow out because I was throwing up and in bed and just wasn't no way I could play it. But that's the only 2 times in my life I ever really remember getting it.
Well, I remember Peter and the Wolf. I used to have a record when I was a kid, and this guy narrated, told the story basically, but he used the instruments, and like, so each character had an instrument, and of course in there, and I don't remember all the other instruments, but it was really interesting because, you know, I think Peters was either a bassoon or an English horn or something, and had a real nice melody to it, you know, real uplifting, you know, type melody, and so, but it was really neat because, you know, when he would change characters, then it would change instruments when he was talking about that particular character, so you were learning instruments and as well as learning the story.
Dave, and I didn't want to miss it. It was a children's concert, and they'd bus them in, and we'd always have a nice crowd, and I hated missing that. And then the guy that took my place was a professor, but he was a trumpet player, and he hated French horn anyways. So it was a letdown. But that is a really good musical part in that. And a chance to play first horn instead of third horn is always good. But I was truly sick, or I would have played it. And I'd love to hear all the other instruments too, the English horn, the oboe, any of them. And the bassoon is one of my favorites too. Always thought of it as being, any of the double reeds were extremely difficult instruments to play.
They are, and French horn isn't a walk in the park. I could play a trumpet pretty good back in the day. I never took lessons or anything or played it in the band, but this guy let me borrow his trumpet, and I could play songs on it, you know, just, you know, by ear, and it was a lot of fun, and but I played clarinet. I was always first chair, so all the way through, and I was drum major for 2 years. I think I've told you that before, and but I really enjoyed chorus more than I did band, so and that was my instrument in college, was my voice, so it was a lot of fun, I'd say, and learned a lot. When I was at North Greenville, I went there a year, and then at Mars Hill.
It's very rare to hear a clarinet player with a good tone. We had our high school band teacher, Bob, I forget what his last name, Bob Stahl. Oh my God, he had a beautiful tone. And I like that guy on Lawrence Weld. He has a beautiful tone. And, well, it's like any instrument, if you're a master of it, a flute, you know, played right is beautiful, but played wrong, a clarinet or a sax or a flute sucks really bad. And to us of us that's been around it, we realize that, any instrument. But, yeah, I started out on cornet in the fifth grade, and then the seventh grade I changed to horn. And it is very difficult. I didn't play for 20 years, and they asked me to play in the symphony because a lady got sick. Well, she had a miscarriage, and they handed me a part to an Italian symphony that we played. And it was in the key of C, and I didn't know how to transpose. But they did that a lot with the French horn, because back in the old days, they didn't have any vowels, and they'd just change a crook in the horn to change the tone, you know, to change the pitch. And so my sister was a music teacher, so she rewrote it for me. She had to do that for several pieces that we played because they'd just throw them out in the key that they were originally written in.
I'm trying to get out of this noisy area here. Sit back there at the traffic light. I barely have the repeater. I can hear everything you were saying, but there's a lot of white noise where I was sitting. Oh, me. Well, my tennis got rained out this morning, but I'm not complaining. And I was supposed to go to my grandson's ball game tonight, but I don't think they're going to be playing.
Pretty much over with, just off and on the rest of the day from what they've said and what I've seen on radar. And our oldest daughter was the drum major for the band for several years. And we were proud of her. She played the flute and the piccolo, and she actually did a recital with the university band for one of her senior recitals. And she played that, and she played flute, she played piccolo, and then, there was one, it was an Irish song they played, and it used a little flute that one of the more famous flute players used, and it was an Irish jig, and she played that during that concert, and it was a penny whistle, that's what it's called, and just amazing for a high school student.
Yeah, I've got a penny whistle that plays in the key of C. I think you can get them for different keys, I'm sure you can, and it's a lot of fun to play. And it doesn't take a lot of wind either. I mean, you can ever blow a thing in a hurry. So it's not like playing a clarinet, you know. But once you get used to that, it's a lot of fun to play. And I played when I was a drum major. I played when we weren't on the field during concert season. I played oboe. I enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun. In fact, I have one now. But, like I said, I went into voice, so quit playing after I went into college. And I picked it up years later, picked up the clarinet, and when I got in the ministry and had it re-padded and everything, and I think it costs as much to have it that done as it as I paid for the thing, or my dad paid for the thing when I got it back in the 60s, but anyway. It still plays very well, even when I play it. I guess it could be worse.
Yeah, I think the oboe that my sister bought for her daughter back in the 90s, I guess it would have been, was $5,000. And Shelly's head joint on her flute now. Of course, she plays in the Michigan Philharmonic. I can't even begin to tell you what it costs, but some of those guys buy solid gold flutes and different things and different head joints. It can really add up. I looked at French horns a few years ago, and good Lord, it's amazing how much they've went up. I played Con 8D, which is nickel-plated, I think I traded my log splitter and 4 ricks of wood for that. And bought it brand new. And it was, and then I still had to pay it off. It was over $1,000 then. I think they're around 4 or so now. But I don't see how these schools afford to buy the more expensive instruments, and they do, because most of the families aren't going to pay.
If you're talking about high school, yeah, they had the oboe that I played. They owned it, and in fact, I played one at Morris Hill when we had to do the. We had to do all the instruments in the orchestra, but you had to know how to play them. You didn't have to actually play them. I mean, well, you did, but... but anyway, but so when we got to the brass, woodwind, and percussion, section, I told the professor I wanted to play the oboe. And he said, because, you know, he knew I played clarinet all through high school, so, you know, that'd be silly for me to play that. And he said, no, I really don't want you to play the oboe. And he gave me told me some instrument to play, I can't remember. And I told him, nope. I said, I don't want to play the oboe. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll bring a reed in here in a few days, and he said, if you can crow a high C on it, he said, I'll let you play oboe. I said, okay, that sounds good. So, a few days later, I went in his office, and he had the reed, and it was even wet. I stuck it in my mouth and crowed a high C, and he just looked at me. It was so funny. But anyway, so I got to play the oboe. But anyway, well, I'm at the doctor's office here. This shouldn't take too long, but anyway, I got to jump out. So I'll say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final in N0TRKB4CBA.
That sounds great, Dave. You did a fine job. I can't remember the pieces now as well as I used to, because I haven't been around it in many years, but I think it was the New World Symphony in E flat. It was one of the most beautiful oboe parts I ever heard, and they are very memorable. I wish we could go to the ones down here now, but the parking and walking and that is just too much for us. But I still listen to them now and then on the radio here, and on the, I forget the app on the computer. Anyways, take care, Dave. Good luck on your appointment. And nice talking to you. Catch you down the line. KP4CBA and 0TR73.